It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're tackling a topic that many face during their deconstruction journey. How do we deal with the fear of death after leaving a faith tradition? For those of us who grew up with promises of an afterlife, leaving those beliefs can feel like stepping into a void. Without the assurance of heaven or reincarnation, we're left with one of life's most profound uncertainties. This fear is normal, deeply human, and believe it or not, can be transformative when approached mindfully. Let's explore how we can navigate the fear of death with clarity, acceptance, and even gratitude. Step one, accept death as a universal experience. So firstly, let's acknowledge that fear of death is universal. Every living being will face it. Faith traditions often provide comfort by offering explanations or guarantees about what happens afterward. Without that, we're left with uncertainty. Mindfulness teaches us to sit with uncertainty instead of running from it. Can you breathe into the unknown and allow yourself to feel it without judgment? Here's a simple practice. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Reflect on this thought. I am alive in this moment. I am here now. Notice any fear or tension that arises and gently remind yourself that uncertainty is part of the human condition. By reframing death as a shared experience, we begin to see it not as something to fear, but as something that connects us all. Step two, embrace the present moment. One of the most effective ways to navigate fear of death is to focus on the present moment. Fear often arises when we project ourselves into an uncertain future. When those thoughts appear, try asking yourself what is true right now. In this moment, you are alive. You are breathing. You are capable of experiencing joy, love, and connection. Here's a grounding exercise. Notice your surroundings. What colors, sounds, or textures are present? Pay attention to your body. Where do you feel the rhythm of your breath? Repeat to yourself, right now I am here, and this moment is enough. The more we practice being present, the less power future fears hold over us. Step three, reframe death as part of the natural cycle. Mindfulness invites us to view life and death as parts of a greater cycle. Everything in nature moves through phases of birth, growth, decay, and renewal. Think about the trees in autumn. They shed their leaves, seemingly ending, only to bloom again in spring. Death, in this sense, is not an end, but a transformation. What if we saw our lives as part of this beautiful cycle? Rather than dreading the inevitable, we can find meaning in the contributions we make to the world while we're here. Here's a reflection exercise. Consider the impact you've had on the lives around you. How has your presence shaped the people and environment you've touched? Imagine your actions and love rippling outward even after you're gone. Death may be inevitable, but our influence continues long after we're no longer here. Step four, cultivate gratitude for life. One way to soften the fear of death is to deepen your gratitude for life. When we appreciate each moment, death becomes less of an enemy and more of a reminder to fully live. Here's a gratitude practice. Each morning, write down three things you're grateful for. Reflect on the small joys, a kind word, a beautiful sunset, the taste of your favorite food. Acknowledge that these moments are precious precisely because they are fleeting. When we focus on what makes life meaningful, death loses some of its sting. Step five, find comfort in the mystery. Mindfulness encourages us to embrace the mystery of death. We don't have to know exactly what happens after we die. In fact, Trying to force certainty can create more anxiety. Instead, what if we approached death with curiosity? What if, instead of fearing the unknown, we leaned into it as part of the adventure of existence? Here's a mantra to practice. Sit quietly and repeat to yourself, I don't need to know. I can trust the unfolding. This practice can help you let go of the need for answers and find peace in the not knowing. I remember my own fear of death during the early stages of my deconstruction. Without the promise of heaven, I felt adrift, questioning the purpose of life itself. One evening, as I sat in meditation, I focused on my breath. I realized that in that moment, I wasn't afraid. I was alive, breathing, and connected to the world around me. That single moment felt eternal. Over time, I've come to see death not as something to fear, but as a natural part of life's rhythm. Mindfulness helped me reframe my perspective, and I hope it can for you too. If this resonates with you, you might make today's daily intention, how many more ways can I embrace life's impermanence and live fully in the present even more? For more on setting daily intentions, visit episode 59 of It's Now Again. Fear of death is a deeply human experience, especially after leaving a faith tradition. But through mindfulness, we can learn to hold that fear with compassion, finding peace in the present and meaning in the unknown. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.